وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. To all your wonderful duas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your duas, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the suffering ummah, especially in Gaza and Palestine. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa antu raddul amanati ila ahliha. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wasalamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Today there's an interesting story that I came across, and it's regarding a very, very valuable necklace. It is a very, very amazing story, and it has a very, very great lesson for us, and especially for our children. There was a person by the name of Qazi Muhammad ibn Abdul Baqi al-Ansari al-Bazzar. He was a great muhaddith, and he was an imam, and it's in relation to his life. So one day, Qazi Muhammad ibn Abdul Baqi, during the occasion of Hajj, he was in Makkatul Mukarrama, and he was in intense hunger, and a very, very difficult period was going over him. So he went out searching for some food. So on the ground, he saw a red silken bag, and in it there was some very valuable pearls, and a necklace was made out of these pearls, and its value was approximately 50,000 dinars. After a little while, a person came along, and he was inquiring from the people about his lost necklace of pearls. And then he was making an announcement that whoever will find this and return it to me, I will give him 50 dinars as a gift. So Qazi Muhammad gave him that bag that contained the necklace. But first he inquired from him what is in the bag, because you can find anybody can make any claim. And when that person gave the perfect description, he returned it to him. So when Qazi Muhammad gave him that necklace back again, then he took out the promised, 50 dinars. So Qazi Muhammad refused to take this reward for the necklaces. And he says, I am returning this to you only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have no intention, of any worldly reward. So after some days, Qazi Muhammad decided on a journey by sea to travel. And while he was traveling, great turbulence grew into the sea, and the boat in which they were traveling, it was destroyed. And probably sank. So he got support of one plank, and for a good few days he remained in the sea. And this reminds us اور حضرت مولانا قاسم سیما صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ دیٹ وین دیر بوٹ واز ٹوپیڈوڈ یو نو ان دا انڈین اوشن اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیڈ سیوڈ ہز لائف اینڈ دے پرابیبلی وا جسٹ اسٹیکنگ آن ٹو سم پیسز آف ووڈ ایٹسیٹرا اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ٹک سچ گریٹ خدمت فرام ہیم دیٹ ہی اوپن اپ دا فرسٹ دار العلوم ان ساؤتھ افریقہ اینڈ انٹل دس ڈے دیر آر گریٹ نمبر آف علماء دیٹ آر اسٹڈیئنگ دے اینڈ دا کیپ پیننسیولا ہیز سو مینی علماء دیٹ ہیو گریجویٹڈ فرام دس مدرسہ دیٹ مولانا ہیڈ سیٹ اپ سو اینی وے وین ہی ریچڈ دا شوز ہی واز ویری ویری ٹائرڈ اینڈ ہی واز اے وکٹم آف گریٹ ہنگر دین ہی سو اے مسجد نیئر بائی اینڈ ہی ٹک ریفیوج ان دیٹ مسجد سو اے پرسن کیم الانگ ان دیٹ مسجد سو ہز کنڈیشن اینڈ گیو ہیم سم تھنگ ٹو ایٹ اینڈ ڈرنک اینڈ آلسو گیو ہیم سم کلوتھنگ سو دیٹ پرسن ٹولڈ ہیم ٹول قاضی محمد دیٹ وی لوکنگ فار این امام فار دس مسجد اینڈ قاضی محمد ریپلائڈ دیٹ الحمد للہ ہی از اے حافظ آف دا نوبل قرآن سو دے ڈیلیگیٹڈ دا ریسپانسبلٹی آف امامت اینڈ دے کنفرمڈ ہیم ایز اے امام آف دا مسجد آفٹر اے فیو ڈیز الحمد للہ ہی واز ویل سیٹلڈ ان دیٹ ایریا اینڈ ایوری باڈی ان دس لوکیلٹی ٹریٹڈ ہیم لائک اے یتیم چائلڈ یو نو این آفن اینڈ آلسو دے ڈیسائڈڈ دیٹ دیر از اے یتیم گرل ان دس لوکیلٹی دیٹ وی کین گیٹ ہی میریڈ ٹو سو وین قاضی محمد گاٹ میریڈ ٹو دیٹ گرل دین ہی لکڈ ایٹ دا نیکلس دیٹ واز اراؤنڈ دا نیک وچ ہی فاؤنڈ ان مکۃ المکرمہ ہی واز اسٹونیش اینڈ سرپرائز اینڈ دا گرل واز کرائنگ اٹ سیز انسٹیڈ آف ہیم پیئنگ اٹینشن ٹو می ہی از جسٹ لوکنگ ایٹ دیٹ نیکلس دین قاضی محمد ٹول دا پیپل اباؤٹ دیٹ ایونٹ ان اسٹوری دیٹ ہاؤ ہی فاؤنڈ دیٹ نیکلس ان مکہ مکرمہ اینڈ ہاؤ ہی ریٹرنڈ اٹ ٹو دا رائٹفل اونر ہو واز اٹس گرلس فادر سو دوز پیپل ٹول ہیم دیٹ دیٹ نیکلس بلانگ ٹو دس گرلس فادر ہو واز اے امام آف دس لوکیلٹی اینڈ بفور ہیز ڈیتھ ہی وڈ کانسٹنٹلی میک دعا او اللہ لیٹ می میٹ سچ اے پرسن ان مائی لائف لیٹ می میٹ دا سیم پرسن یو نو ہو ہیز ریٹرنڈ مائی نیکلس ٹو می ود سچ آنیسٹی سو دیٹ آئی کین گیٹ ہیم میریڈ ٹو مائی ڈاٹر اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیڈ ایکسیپٹڈ ہز دعا ایون دو ہز دعا واز ایکسیپٹڈ آفٹر ہز ڈیمائز سو دس از اے ویری ویری یونیک اسٹوری اباؤٹ آنیسٹی اینڈ دیٹ از وائی وی شوڈ ٹیچ آور چلڈرن واٹ از دا میننگ آف آنیسٹی اف اینی تھنگ ڈز ناٹ بلانگ ٹو اس وی کین نیور ایور ٹیک اے شیئر آف اٹ مسلمس نیور ایور اسٹیل مسلمس نیور ایور ٹیک سم تھنگ دیٹ از نو دیٹ دیر از ناٹ دیئرز Even though they may think that there's some temporary benefit in there, but eventually we will have to account by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Qazi Muhammad, for his honesty, he got this great gift that the owner of the necklace, you know, his daughter came into his nikah. And the action that he had done purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had displayed its reward. What a unique and beautiful story this is that has been mentioned, and so in a great lesson for embracing honesty. Now we just have another little story, sort of an anecdote, and you know, never ever jump to conclusions, you know, always investigate the matter. This is the moral of this particular story, and it is a mystery of the bed number. So there was a case in one hospital's intensive care unit where patients always died on the same bed and on Sunday morning at 11 a.m., regardless of their medical condition. So this puzzled the doctors, and some even thought it had something to do with ghosts, etc. People did not want to admit their near and dear ones in the intensive care unit bed number one of the patient's welfare hospital. So some thought that there must be a ghost, you know, who probably comes in there with of a patient who died a long time ago at 11 a.m. on a Sunday. So a national team of experts was formed. There were doctors, biotechnology experts, scholars, hospital staff, government representatives, crime investigators, and the entire team, there were 27 people. So they held long meetings and discussions. Finally, they decided to go down to the ward to investigate the cause of the incidents. So the next Sunday morning, a few minutes before 11 a.m., all doctors and nurses nervously waited outside the ward. The crime investigators, experts, and other people hid inside to see for themselves what the terrible phenomena was all about. So some were holding prayer books, and others were reciting prayers to ward off the evil spirits. Some were even ready with guns and handcuffs. Then just as the clock struck 11, there was a part-time Sunday cleaner. He entered the ward, and he unplugged the life support system so that he could use his vacuum cleaner. So because the life support system went off at this specific time when he came in to clean, the patient died. So it reminds me of a story in my youth that once it was late at night and I was traveling, and Rose Acres Clinics was in Primrose, and I came to a T-junction over there. And there was a bush on the left-hand side, and my glimpse fell on the left-hand side, and I told my wife, I was just newly married, I said, just have a look at that. There was this lady floating in the air, you know, like a ghost, actually, you know, just going and gliding in the air. And I started reading Ayatul Kursi, and I was quite shocked at this particular scene that I witnessed. And then when the robot said go, I turned to the left, and what do I notice? That this person was taking a shortcut through the bush. He had a black color suit, and he probably must have put his wife onto his shoulders, and she was dressed in white and her hair was flowing, and then he was walking along with her, you know, and it was around midnight. So had I driven away at full speed away from there, I would have told everybody, you know, in days time to come, that this particular intersection, be careful, there's a ghost that was flying in the air. But the reality was that there was a person in his suit, and he was holding his wife, you know, on his shoulders, and that is why she seemed like to be gliding. So always investigate the matter. That is the moral of this particular story. And then we have another story here, biological potatoes. It's quite interesting. It'll get you to laugh a little bit as well. An old Arab man lived alone in the city of the United States of America, and he wanted to dig up his potato garden, but it was very hard work. I mean, he was old. And the FBI was holding his only son, you know, and the son's name was Abdul, who used to help him. So the old man wrote a letter to his son and described his predicament. He said, "Dear Abdul, I'm feeling pretty bad because it looks like I won't be able to plant my potato garden this year. I'm just getting too old to be digging up a garden plot. If you were here, all my troubles would have been over. I know you would have dug the plot for me. Your dad, Muhammad." A few days later, he received a letter from his son. "Dear Dad, for heaven's sake, don't dig up that garden. That's where I buried the biological weapons. Love, Abdul." So at 4 a.m. the next morning, FBI agents and local police showed up, and they dug up the entire area without finding any weapons. They apologized to the old man and left. That same day, the old man received another letter from his son. He said, "Dear Dad, go ahead and plant the potatoes now. That's the best I could do under the circumstances." So that was clever thinking, you know. We were working very, very smartly, got the FBI to dig up the garden for him to plant his potatoes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a very, very fulfilling life, you know, in which we learn from these anecdotes and stories, you know, things that can affect us in our lives, things that can make our lives better. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us all with his choicest blessings, and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all and our children honest and trustworthy. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.